you will increase your efficiency 20% if you learn to do the tough things first, the ones you don't want to do.
Ray Zinn now imparts his management philosophy in Tough Things First. In this series, Zinn covers it all, from the essence of human happiness.
If you're going to make it a consistent practice of working Saturdays just because you think you've got to work 80 hours a week to be successful, you're just flat out wrong.
To the downside of venture capital.
Well, I guarantee if you don't sweat the small things, the big things are going to become a mess.
And the essence of entrepreneurial discipline.
Don't want to wait until you jump off the cliff to grab a parachute.
Now here's Ray Zinn, Silicon Valley's longest-serving CEO and today's guest host. Rob Artigo here, your guest host for another edition of the Tough Things First podcast. I'm a writer and investigator in California. Being invited back, always great. Ray, how you doing?
Well, doing fine. Glad you're able to join with me again today on a nice podcast.
Well, I have this quote from Konrad Lorenz. He's an Austrian zoologist, a scientist who looked at behavioral patterns in animals, and he was also known for his work on the roots of aggression, which sounds kind of interesting to me, but we're not going to talk about that stuff. What I'm going to get into is just this quote here. It stood out to me, and I thought maybe you'd be interested in talking a little bit about this. So here's the quote. Scientists are people who know more and more about less and less until they know everything about nothing. Do you agree with this statement?
Well, there's another kind of a old adage, as you would, you know, a person is a jack of all trades and a master of none.
Yeah.
That's what Lorenz is talking about is just that if we become so diversified in our capabilities, then we don't really master any of them because, you know, we just don't take the time to become the best at any particular area. Now, what happens with some knowledgeable people is they think that seeking knowledge is more important than applying wisdom. Knowledge without wisdom is worthless because, you know, you have to use good wisdom as you now apply the knowledge that you have. And so the key to learning is to gain wisdom at the same time as you gain knowledge.
Brilliant. I really appreciate that, that thought there. And I was really thinking of how can we be analytical and scientific in the work that we're doing in our businesses without falling into the trap. And we've referred to silos often on this show. How can we be analytical and scientific in our work without falling into that silo trap? And in fact, becoming a jack of all trades, master of none.
We're back to the problem of really what is our goal? You know, if we're just gaining knowledge without trying to understand how to apply that knowledge, then we're not going to really grow. You know, it's back to that, you know, master of none. You know, we become so expert but not masterful, as they say. Back to that saying, you know, jack of all trades and a master of none. Master of none is because we lack the wisdom to be able to put the connect the dots together and see how they all these pieces fit together. That's when we become more effective as managers or as creative scientists, as you would. So, you know, be careful with, you know, if you're just going to be getting knowledge for the sake of knowledge and never develop that wisdom and how to apply that knowledge, you're bound and determined to fail.
I think of academics on college campuses. I've run into some that I felt were so isolated on the campus and have been in academia their entire lives and careers that they know they have no wisdom about the world. They only know the quest for knowledge or whatever studies they've worked on campus. They tend to feel like that's the only world there is. And then therefore they're not really open to anything.
My ex-CFO was down. He's a graduate of UCLA, and he was down last weekend at a reunion for his class. It was a big group, of course, all the professors were there, and they were all mingling together. And Robert made a comment to me that I thought was pretty good. He said that what's interesting is that none of these professors have ever worked in industry. That primarily their experience has been in teaching and developing, you know, curriculum for teaching, but they haven't really worked and had a chance to apply that knowledge. So it's that application of knowledge is really wisdom. And that's the part that I see missing so much in academia is that, you know, they have that maybe, you know, double doctorates or whatever in a particular field, but they've never had to apply it. And so, you know, if you've never, you know, and anybody can read a recipe book, but unless you made that cake or made that bread before, you're not going to be successful at it.
Yeah. And that happens in all levels of the kinds of creative projects we learn in school or concepts. So whether it's art or music, acting, writing, engineering, designing, coding, those exactly. things. It's true across the board. Well, you think there's a danger of this mentality when you're in business as a manager, big and small, that there's a danger of this at all levels? In other words, when you're first starting out, maybe you're as the Zen Starter program, they're starting out with very small businesses or maybe just talking about ideas. But then you were in the maybe the last decade with Mike Krell, you were way up there in the business level there in Silicon Valley. Is there a danger of this happening at all levels of business process?
Sure. Oh, yeah. I mean, it can happen anytime. You can look at HP. I mean, how many, they're a large company and look how many CEOs they've gone through. So yes, it can happen at any level, any size company. And that's the difference between a good CEO and a not so good CEO is their ability to keep their team to operating and focusing on the goal or mission of the company.
Thank you, Ray. Join the conversation at toughthingsfirst.com. Please reach out to Ray with your questions. He can even answer some here on the Tough Things First podcast for you. Your questions and comments are always welcome. You can also follow Ray on Twitter, Facebook, and LinkedIn. And of course, you can get the text of Ray's book, Tough Things First, and his other book, The Zen of Zen. Thanks again, Ray.
Yeah, please read The Zen of Zen. That'll give you some real insights of what you can work on as an individual to help you grow in your particular endeavor.
You've been listening to Tough Things First, candid talk with Silicon Valley's longest-serving CEO, Ray Zinn. Drop by the contact page at toughthingsfirst.com for more about the book, more podcasts, and links to Ray's Twitter, Facebook, and LinkedIn pages to keep up with Ray Zinn's wisdom daily.